My name is Tequila. You have reached your Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you for the coronavirus?
Yes.
You are calling to find to be tested for the coronavirus?
Yes.
Okay, and are you showing any symptoms of the coronavirus?
No.
Okay, and what county are you in?
Shelby County.
Okay, and you're looking for a testing site to be tested for the coronavirus?
Yes. We saw this on TV last night that said to call this number and that y'all would help us out.
I'm sorry. This is the hotline to be tested for the coronavirus.
Yes.
That's what you're...
Well, no. We want to get our shot, not tested.
Oh, ma'am, that's the wrong number. The number that I don't know why they advertise it on the news, but the number that you would have to call is
855-566-5333. That's 855-566-5333.
That's correct.
And this is the number to call to get an appointment.
No, ma'am, we are not scheduling on that line. What they're doing is they're pre-registering you. Meaning that they're just, they're getting your information. There's whatever county, what county are you in?
Shelby County.
Yep, so whatever county that you're in, they're going to submit that information to your county health department. Your county health department get more vaccine, then they'll reach out to you to get you scheduled.
I got you. Well, I hope y'all are going to be probably bombarded with calls today because it was.
Well, I see that right now we got 130 people waiting on us to answer their call. So.
Oh my goodness!
I am one of the representatives that answered that line also. That pre-registered line. I am one of the representatives. I'm doing both lines. It's just that you call on the wrong line.
So I just call the 855-566-5333 and tell them I want to pre-register, right?
That's correct.
Okay. And then someone from there will call me and make an appointment when the vaccines become available.
No, ma'am, we're going to ask you what county you're in. You're going to tell them Shelby. They're going to get your first, last name, telephone number, email address, and your age. When they get that, they're going to submit your information. It's going to automatically go to Shelby County. Once Shelby County get more vaccine, they're going to reach out to you and let you know what day and time to come in. So it's like they are getting you scheduled.
Okay. I got you. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Coronavirus Hotline. You have a great day.
She's got